You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Oh, man, it's been a long week. Wait a minute. It's only Wednesday. That might be how y'all are feeling today on hump day. But you know what? We done made it this far, right? So I'm excited. I have two wonderful young ladies in the studio with me. And I can't wait for you all to meet them and find out exactly what they do. But before we do that, I want to say welcome to the premier destination for business and finance tips. And I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Exit Resource Realty, Tamara Taylor, the principal broker. Thank you, bestie.
Hello.
I also want to give a shout out to Chris Watson over at Movement Mortgage. I want to give a shout out to DiFi Trampoline Parks, Sky Zone, and our newest sponsor and advertiser with us, the two young ladies I told you all about that are here in the studio. I'm telling you, this information they're going to give you is going to be phenomenal. But the name of their company is Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facilities. And I know that's a long name, but it's a lot that goes along with what they do. So they want you to be fully aware of who you are talking to and what they do. So before we get started, I have an announcement to make. So I'm going to let Tamara go ahead and take it away.
Hello, everybody. And thank you so much, Coach E, for allowing me to be a part of your show once again. Hey, if you guys are thinking about a career change or looking for something new, want to expand, this event that I have coming up on next Wednesday is just for you. We have our Elite Agent Expo on next Wednesday at the Real Estate Office of Exit Resource Realty located at 203 Twin Ridge Lane. It is a free event. We do feed you. We just ask that you go out and register at exitresourcerealty.com and learn about all that we have at Exit Resource Realty and why we can assist you with expanding your business.
Okay, you all heard her. She said it's free, and then she said that she feeds you. So I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to let you all into our inside joke here. Anytime she hear free and food or free and something, she always be like, is that free 99? So, so I want you all to know she's giving y'all some free 99 food, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing, Tamara. And so you heard her. If you are looking for a career change, looking for extra money to come flowing in your home, look at real estate. It is a profession that will be around for ages. And you want to kind of stop in to Exit because they have a whole training program put together and a strong support team.
Yes.
So without any more delay, y'all ready to introduce yourselves? the studio with me, Miss Tracy Pompey and Miss Joanna Haskell. And again, they are the founders of Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facilities. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're glad to be here, Erica. Thank you. Coach E.
Yes. So, look, I know I'm kind of slowing it down, and I'm doing it intentionally because I know that this is rush hour time. People are coming home from work, and we're going to unpack a whole lot of stuff in a short period of time.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that everybody is getting it, because I know sometimes I could get excited about information and just take off running. So I'm being intentional with my pace tonight. Okay. But if you ladies will not mind sharing with our listeners tonight why you founded the organization.
Okay, I'll go first. We founded the organization because for me, my mom died as a result of neglect and abuse in a nursing facility. And it was pretty intense. Nobody wants to lose their parent and then on top of that, lose them like that. So it empowered me. It caused me to take effective action to making sure that others are aware of what's going on and to get justice for what happened to my mom. And Tracy can tell her story.
For me, I lost my dad to nursing facility neglect. And for me, what happened was there wasn't any accountability. That's what really hit hard for me. There wasn't any accountability, and a man died. And it was just brushed under the rug, really. And so I was like, this can't go on anymore. Families have to know when your loved one is in a nursing facility, they have to know tools. They have to know things that is going to carry them through the journey and what's going to be the correct way to handle and to kind of be aware of what's going on in these facilities. A lot of families don't know. You know, they think it's the pretty building, and it's more than just the pretty building.
So, for clarity, because you all educated me, could you please share with our listeners, what are nursing facilities? Because a lot of times we just categorize it as a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
But can you explain what a nursing facility is?
A nursing facility, at least here in Virginia, is where you effectively put your loved one, or you're encouraged to put your loved one if they need round-the-clock care, and you're not able to provide that at home. And second to that, it's also a place where you go if you are doing therapy or rehabilitation after having a stay in the hospital for a length of time. And you need physical therapy or any kind of therapy, well, that's where you usually go to a nursing facility to get that therapy. It doesn't mean that you're there as a resident per se, but that's where they send you. So you're subject to the same thing that the residents are subject to.
Wow.
And what they have is, you know, skill. You'll hear that word, skill nursing facility, because on that side they will have rehab. You know, my dad was on the short-term wing, which was the rehab wing.
So now that we understand what a nursing facility is, and we now understand why you two are so passionate about this, can you talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you have found in your journey that are major issues that families are running into? Because someone probably is listening and may think that it's just them, or it's isolated, or, you know, I'm just.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Being over the top, yeah. You know, because a lot of times we think that because people tell us you're being too much. Mm-hmm. But can you all share some of those things that you all have found in helping other people, as well as even in your journey, that seems to be some of the main issues?
Well, mandated staffing. Staffing is the main issue. These nursing facilities are short staffed. Most of them are short staffed. And so that short staff, that can lead to a whole lot of other problems, depression, you know, improper care of a patient, of a resident, malnutrition, you know, you have toxic environment with the workers. And so there are a lot of things that the patient and the staff go through when dealing with nursing facilities.
And then too, yeah. Adding to that, it's like the medicine. My mom needed medicine that she wasn't getting. She would call me crying with a migraine, and she can't get her medicine. She had a sitting brain tumor. So having a migraine with a sitting brain tumor, not able to get up, and just calling your daughter outside of the facility because she can't get her medicine. So I think a lot of, like Tracy said, with the staffing, it creates a chain ball effect. If you don't have enough staff, you don't have enough care. If you don't have enough care, then you there's a breakdown of obviously in quality of care, and residents suffer. But on the flip side of that, there's also a problem with the entrenched procedure that nursing facilities practice. I mean, there were stories on the news about a nursing facility literally rolled a gentleman out of the facility in the rain with narcotics, pain meds, and escorted him out. And he went across a busy street, took residents in a Walmart shopping parking lot. And the story was all over the news about how it happened. It went pretty deep. But because it happened, it wasn't isolated. There are things that are happening just like that on a regular in nursing facilities, and largely going ignored by those who can make a difference and those who can change the laws that are written and call into accountability the companies that are purchasing these nursing facilities and the way they run them.
So I have a few questions here. My first question is, in order to change the laws, now we're talking about being aware with our senators and our delegates, mm-hmm. and our House of Representatives, is that correct?
Correct.
We have to really understand who we're putting in office and
yes.
where their thoughts are concerning the elderly.
Well, the point is, this is not a campaign issue.
Never.
You never That's hear this. campaign, this is not a subject that is it comes up in a campaign. It doesn't come up when you hear them speak publicly. How many times have you heard any of our representatives address the issue with our elderly? It just doesn't come up.
And that brings up another thing, because both of you, I believe, at one point told me that your parents went in to the facility for a short term.
Tracy's dad did. He went in for rehab.
A short term. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So within 30 to 45 days, he should have been, less than 6 months, he should have been coming home.
Yes.
Well, it was less than that, and he went in, and 5 days later,
Jesus.
He was found on the floor in his room. He was vomiting, and he was never sent to a hospital,
You should tell them what.
Okay. He was vomiting stool, and he was never sent to the hospital, even though during the course of the day he complained of stomach pain, and nothing was done. Even in the charting, the facility stated, they were actually stating, using the word stool. And the nurses, in the reports, they admitted that they didn't do an assessment. When the state investigated, they said that they just didn't do an assessment because he looked okay to them. Even though he was complaining of pain and vomiting stool.
And so I want to kind of pause for a second here. Because to some, they may say, well, you know, I'm not old. I'm not taking care of anyone that's classified as elderly,
but
right?
Will,
exactly. One day, we all, the Lord alloweth, are going to be elderly. And these issues that we're seeing now that our parents and our grandparents and our great-great-grandparents are experiencing, we're going to experience too. And I love the fact that you all are addressing them now, not just because one day you will be elderly, but because your heart is like, look, there's a lot of people out here that are suffering.
Yes, that's it. That's it right there. I think about the people that when my mom passed, I think about the people that I got to see and know. That I tried to help in the facility that didn't have the attention that they needed. They knew me in the facility. Nobody was usually very happy when I walked in because I made people accountable, especially where my mom and her roommate was concerned. And I feel as though people have to understand that even though you're young now, I had one lady say, my family will take care of me. But you don't know what can happen down the road. You may even end up in there for rehab. You're still subject to the same environment. And I think it's important for people to speak out about it and really advocate and take thought and be serious about it. Because like you said, we're all getting old. We're getting old.
And one of the things I want to say is that we've moved past awareness. Society is aware. They've been aware for decades. Now we have to move on to holding people accountable. You know, I remember when I worked in the profession, and this one facility I worked at, they were passing out brown paper towels that you dry your hand with in the bathroom. They were passing that out for us to give baths to humans. And I was thinking, well, this can't be right. Where's the linen?
Right.
So things like that, people need to be held, these facilities need to be held accountable. And we're not bashing all facilities. There are some good facilities out there. But the ones that are bad shouldn't be allowed to just shut down, change their name, and open back up.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I do want to comment on that because when I was taking care of my grandfather and he had congestive heart failure, a history of heart attacks and strokes, we had to deal with different facilities. And there were some that were really great, but I had an experience with one where he was the only one in the room. And when I came back, he was trying to tell me what was going on in the other room, on the other side of the room, and they moved someone in his room that had COVID. And as a result, he ended up with COVID. And so I had to get my grandpa out of that facility because I didn't understand what the rationale was of changing beds and then moving someone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Into his room that had a disease that was killing people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That happened a lot. Mm-hmm. It happened a lot during that time.
Right. And so if I have a mentor that says, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know my rights, but I'm one of them hotheads when it comes down to people that I love. So we not playing games. Yes, and so, you know, people heard my mouth as I was escorting my grandpa up out of that facility. Mm-hmm. And we went ahead and finished his therapy at home. But not everybody even knows that you can even do that.
We've had a couple of, well, one in particular, senator, representative that I know, placed her mother in a nursing facility and couldn't handle it and took her out. And what I said to her was, but you do realize that the majority of people cannot do that.
Cannot do that, exactly. Everybody they can't do that.
They can't. My mom, I petitioned, I pleaded with social services. She let her stay with me at my house. I just need round-the-clock care. I'm working full-time. I have a young child I'm taking care of. So they only gave me 32 hours a week. And she said that was it. And that's not an option for somebody who's taking care of their loved one and needs round-the-clock care at home. You know, I would think, if you're thinking logically, it makes sense. If they can stay home in a loving environment and then they can be taken care of by their family, at least provide enough care for them to be able to do that. Takes the burden off the overflow of residents that are in the facility that you obviously have trouble finding staffing for.
Absolutely. So, and that brings up that financial coach in me. And one of the things is that we have to prepare, right?
Yes.
And a lot of times we don't want to prepare. For whatever reason, yeah. We feel like we have time. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people tell me, well, that's not going to be my problem, so I'm not worried about it. But we don't know what our future holds, right? And when I sit down with people, it's not just about building wealth, right? People think building wealth is all about money, but it's so much more. Yeah. Prosperity is so much more, right? Mm-hmm. But a part of protecting what you are putting out there is that you have to have certain insurances, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I learned and I wish that I would have known a lot earlier before my grandpa made it to 90 something, like when he was in his 50s or 60s, I could have said, hey, daddy, I need, because he raised me. So when you hear me say daddy, it's because that's how I acknowledged him. But I would have said, daddy, get long-term care. You get it when you are able to qualify for it. Your health is good. you get that, you correlate that with your life insurance policy. So what that does is it ensures that when the time comes that God calls me home, not if, but when, right? I know my family is not going to be stressed out about how to handle my arrangements. But then long-term care is another token of love to say, look, if by any chance I get in a situation where I can't tend to myself, here's a policy with some money in it that can offset whatever is going on. And I don't think we think that far ahead. And because we don't think that far ahead, then we're left to the devices of those that are governing.
Yes, and making those decisions for us.
Yes, we're going to pause right here for a commercial break, but we'll be right back. So wait for us to return.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
This is Tamara Taylor from Exit Resource Realty, and this week's tip is all about credit. Before beginning your home search, Chris and I want to ensure that there's a seamless process between realtor and lender. We complete a discovery call that will answer some key questions and ensure that you're ready to move forward in the home buying process.
So let's talk about the five components of your credit score. First is payment history, which is 35% of your score. Next is the amount owed or credit utilization, which is 30% of your score. Next, we have the length of credit history, which is 15% of your score. And the next two sections are new credit and types of credit, which are 10% each. Having an understanding of how these components work will give you full control of your credit score and unlock your home buying potential. Contact Chris Watson with Movement Mortgage or Tamara Taylor when you're ready to learn more about the home buying process.
I can be reached at 804-519-7676.
Or call me at 804-267-0542.
Are you a small business owner in need of funding solutions? Look no further. URN Asset Financial Group is your one-stop financial shop. We specialize in providing tailored funding solutions to help your business thrive. Whether it's a startup loan, equipment financing, or working capital, we've got you covered. Visit our website at www.urnasset.com or call us today at 301-388-5103. That's www.urnasset.com or 301-388-5103. You are an asset financial group where your success is our priority. Let's build business together.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Welcome back. This is your host, Coach E, and you are in the studio with me. Well, I have in the studio with me. Y'all, please bear with me today, y'all. my talk game is really on somewhere else, but I have in the studio with me Joanna and Tracy, founders of Justice and Change. Lord help me today. Justice and Change for victims of nursing facilities. Damn, you disrupted me.
That's okay.
Oh goodness. As they used to say in church, charge it to my head, not to my heart. Okay. Look, we went through a lot before commercial break. We talked about some of the issues that we find in the nursing facilities. We identified the nursing facilities are not just nursing homes, but they are also skilled facilities. And so you can go into one of these facilities on a short-term basis, as well as on a long-term basis. Just depends on the care that you need. We also identified about long-term care is another token of showing love for your parents or your grandparents or even yourself, right? To say, hey, let me get this policy so my family can be better in better control over me when I get to that place. One of the things we didn't talk about is a healthcare power of attorney. Did one of you want to talk about that real quick?
Yes. Well, I know I had power of attorney with my mom. And that worked fine. But what I can say is that even with power of attorney, you have to be careful. Because as in my case, the facility that my mom was in decided to fraudulently take her Social Security. Even though initially when I signed her in, I specifically told them, I'm the POA. I will make sure that they will get their funds monthly. I do not want them to do it. I have it in writing. I had already set it up at the bank. When her Social Security came in, the bank would send her a check. A few months later, they decided to contact Social Security. And I don't know how they did it, but they forged my mom's signature, agreeing to remove me. And then they took that place in which I couldn't even call Social Security and have a conversation with them anymore. Because they said I'm just not on their record as being the contact person. So that was caught in an investigation that the Department of Health did on the nursing facility when I filed an 8-page report. They caught that. And I'm glad they did. But even with power of attorney, it is important to have power of attorney. It's very important. But I would also say on the heels of that, to make sure that when you're signing your loved one in the facility, you pay attention to what you're signing. Exactly. Read the document. Don't be so rushed. And it's an emotional time. It's very difficult. But take the time to read the document before you go ahead and sign anything. Even if you want to refer to somebody and have them read it with you, because that's important.
I have power of attorney of my mom, but one of the things I did want to make sure we mention about, like Joanna said, about the documents. Make sure you read the documents, because there's a document that's in the admission agreement that a lot of people don't really know about, you know. And we had to actually find that out. The arbitration agreement. Families need to know about that arbitration agreement, because that agreement, it's not in the family's best interest. You're actually signing your rights to sue the facility if something happens to your loved one.
Yeah, you're signing that right away.
You're signing that right away. Mm-hmm. You're signing to have a third party come in, preferably somebody that the facility knows.
Wow. And they charge you for that. So if you have an arbitrator come in, you have to pay for that arbitrator too. You have to pay the charge for that arbitrator.
Wow. So we're not saying, as you all pointed out earlier, yes, that all facilities are bad.
They're not saying that at all.
But you really want to do your research. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it raised the question, how will you know which facilities are bad and which ones aren't? And there are, if you go on our website, we can help you with that. If you contact us directly, mm-hmm. we can help you with that.
So can you tell everyone how to reach out to you all if they are in a situation where they need help? Maybe they need someone to mediate for them, or be an advocate. Let me use that word, because that's the better word. To be an advocate for them in this journey.
Yes.
Or maybe they just have questions. Mm-hmm. How can they contact you all?
So we can be reached through email. Our email is jc4nfvictims@gmail.com. So jcfornfvictims@gmail.com. And our website is justiceandchange4nfvictimsrva.org. And our contact number, 804-839-1833.
As well as 804-252-7973. And we're also on Facebook.
Awesome.
And I want to say on Facebook, we actually have a checklist. If you're going to, if you're having to send your loved one to a nurse facility, there's a checklist on there which you can, with questions that you can choose from, those questions that best that you want to know about. Mm-hmm. And while you're taking the tour, you can ask the facility some of these questions. You can pick out the ones you want. And at least when you're visiting facilities, that'll at least help you make a better choice. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
you
I would say ask better. Them all the questions.
Right. Yeah, if they have time for that. But yeah, there are questions on our Facebook page that for that nursing facility checklist, because having to choose and put a loved one in a nursing facility for whether a short time, long time, it's a journey. It is a journey. And we're here to help you navigate that journey, because we had to. You know, we had to lose someone and navigate their journey.
We just don't want that other people to go through what we went through.
Exactly.
Because it was hard.
Yeah. Losing a loved one is hard anyway.
Exactly.
But then to lose a loved one under those circumstances is definitely rough.
With no accountability.
With no accountability. And so you, yeah, that, and then so you have to now make peace even with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you for
on this.
Thank you. We enjoyed our time with you, Coach
A. Oh, you are so welcome. And forgive me.
Okay, that's a long name.
But again, please make sure that you go and look at their website. Can you give them the website again?
Sure. It's Justice and Change for. N is in Nancy, F is in Frank, victims, rva.org.
All right. So you heard it, the web address. But
and
then
you could also find it on the Facebook page.
Exactly. Okay. Justice and Change for the Victims of Nursing Facilities. That's the Facebook page.
All right. Yes. So please make sure you don't have to go through anything alone.
Yes.
We have some really incredible advocates mm-hmm. here. Exactly. They'll even help you understand, is it Medicaid and different things
Medicaid
like that?
Yes. And Social Security mm-hmm. and also the Ombudsman.
You know, exactly.
You know, people that you can get in contact with to help.
When you have, if you're having a difficulty with a facility, you can have that Ombudsman come in to speak on your behalf and settle disputes while your loved one is in the facility.
Okay. So you heard it now. So knowledge is power.
It always. Yeah.
So these ladies are around and they are helping people. And if you find yourself in a situation, do not hesitate to call them.
Right.
Again, give them your phone numbers.
804-839-1833.
804-252-7973.
All right, you got it. So this is Coach E, and you have been listening to this week's episode of Coach Talk. Please don't forget to check out the Elite Agent Expo next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. At Exit Resource Realty. Go to their website for the information. You all be blessed and have a wonderful and best rest of your week.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.